Three, two, one. What the fuck is up, everybody? Welcome to the Great Girth Podcast. I am Tony, one half of your favorite fat duo, here with my other half, Mr. Austin Rawlson. Austin, buddy, how are we doing?
Doing good. Annoyed at goypers and losers on the internet, but well, it's another day.
You know, I've definitely heard that. I'm not going to lie, man. I've had one of those days where I've broken my peace and I have gone on to fucking argue with people online over stupid shit. Yours is different. I'll let you take over. But let's hear what brought Austin here today. I watched some of what you sent me, but what? Okay, well, first off, let's start from the beginning. Can I assume this was a Twitter feed?
Oh, I've been fighting on Twitter all day since like fucking 7 in the morning, dude.
It's like I woke up, you're gay!
And the thing is, I'm not even fighting like lefties right now. I'm fighting a bunch of retarded right-wing goypers, and it started pissing me off.
There is definitely a lot of that going on with some weird like right wingers, like left and right. We talked a little bit about that while I was at work. I just have such low energy right now, man. My laptop is still fucked, so my quality looks terrible. Dude, I'm so mad. Like, it looks fucking awful. But aside from that, today's topic, God and OnlyFans.
Yeah, so my day of fighting people on the internet. So my first fight was a bunch of these red pill losers. You know, like, what's his name? Fucking the dude in Romania, fucking sex sells people on the internet and like OnlyFans and stuff. He's bald.
Andrew Tate. You're talking about Andrew Tate. Yeah, I was going to say that crazy motherfucker.
That fucking loser. And this woman named Pearl Mania is funny. Her name's Pearl Davis. And her YouTube channel's like Pearly Things or something, right?
Oh, okay.
This woman is a grifter of all grifters. She wants to suck Steven Crowder's dick so bad. And so all she does online is do that nonstop. Just rides his meat all the time. And the other thing she does is she yells and screams nonstop about how like young men should never get married. And how marriage is horrible and marriage is bad. And
what's her name?
Like her name's Pearl Davis. But her thing online is like Pearly Things.
I think I know who you're talking about. Wasn't she on the What If podcast thing on YouTube?
Yeah, she was on there all the time. Her and Michael Lowe like, had a great debate about this very topic, about marriage.
Right.
And her big thing is like, oh, marriage is scary, so we shouldn't do it. Oh, marriage is bad. We should never, no man should ever get married. Because the whole world is against married men, and if you get married, the world will turn against you, and your life will be ruined, and you'll commit suicide and kill yourself.
That's the average argument today, for sure, which is stupid, but I mean, I didn't get to finish all of it, but it seemed like it was going in a good spot. Here's my thing, man. I feel like there's two sets of people these days. Two sets of right-wingers, or two sets of Christians, because I've known people that have called themselves both, and I can see it that they're a snake hiding, that they don't actually believe the shit they preach. She gave me that vibe a little bit, but again, I didn't watch it all. I just know that this whole, see, it's people like that though. When you have influencers that are talking all that bullshit, like, hey, don't get married because it's a joke and blah, blah, blah. What do you think happens to people that fucking listen to those? Like, dude, I really wish people would not listen to Joe Rogan and other people when they talk about life lessons. Because the problem, man, is young people, especially teenagers, they listen to these people and they beat for beat follow everything they say. And that leads into the early 20s, into the 30s, where you're still kind of stupid and you're slowly learning. But that can morph your decision in life. I've met so many people that don't want to get married. I've met people that don't want to have kids. And, like, you know, it's not for everybody. It really isn't. But I got to tell you, man, and this is going to be the corniest thing I've ever said, but as a dad and a husband, when I hear someone say that they want neither of those things, I get sad because I'm like, man, that's a lost life to live. But that's just my opinion. I've met people that don't want kids for good fucking reasons, and I'm glad they're not having kids. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah, and I've been fighting, you know, that all morning, and then I don't know what people know about this situation, this most recent situation, but my argument's been most recently. There's an OnlyFans model. And her name is, I didn't want to pronounce it right. My whole screen is frozen. Are you there? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry,
my whole screen decided to freeze it.
Oh, my connection is bad.
Her name is Nala. Okay, so she started OnlyFans a while back and made like $9 million. She said she made like $800,000 her first week.
Yeah, and she has like $9 million now or some crazy shit.
Yeah, she's worth at least $9 million right now.
Time to get about the casino while the getting is good, if you ask me. Here's the thing, though, dude, with that stuff, like, and again, I didn't finish it, so I don't know if they touched on it, but I feel like, and we've said this before numerous times, I've always seen that as a job. It's still a job. It's still work. But I kind of feel like these young women, what they don't understand about that work is that, and I know this is like really gross in nature, the way I'm going to explain this, but I was saying it to Chanel in the car. Women, just like men, have a certain amount of mileage on their bodies. Eventually, you run up so much mileage, the presentation's terrible. So at what age do you finally hit that wall where you're like, fuck, there's wrinkles. What am I going to do now? I've been living this lifestyle because of this money, but I haven't thought about the future. Hopefully they're smart enough to save for shit like that. God damn it, dude. My connection's fucked. This is so annoying, but continue.
And so she, according to her, she has found God, stopped doing OnlyFans, and started actively like saying like, oh yeah, OnlyFans kind of sucks for girls. Girls, stop doing this. This isn't good. But all that's true. But the big fight that's going on right now, there's a bunch of morons, right, on Twitter, because, you know, these people live on Twitter and they don't, they've never been outside or like touch a Ben Shapiro and a bunch of people are now saying like touch grass or, you know, they sit in their mom's basement all day and they talk shit and never have done anything meaningful in their entire life except for sit there and cry on the internet.
Yeah.
The big thing is they're going, oh, there's no way she could be a Christian. God can't save someone like that.
That's what I call bullshit.
And I'm like, hold the fucking phone. What do you mean? What do you mean God can't save someone like that?
It's such an asinine thing to say.
And like people are all angry. They're like, you can't just say like, oh, I love God now and say I'm sorry and then be forgiven and we have respect for you or anything. No, motherfuckers, that's exactly how it works. That's the way you just said it doesn't work. Exactly how it works.
Yeah. you know, it's also sad to, I've been like paying attention to like how people talk to each other these days, man. And you can tell that people have a warped sense of how religion works. And I mean that from both sides. I even had this conversation with a buddy of mine today. I was like, you know, I can't remember who said it. Somebody somewhere once said, though, that when it comes to religion and politics, sometimes people are operating on bad information. Essentially, you're a person that went to church, you had a bad experience, and now you think that Christianity is like that.
Well, the big stupid thing is there's this guy named Neo online on Twitter, and this is one of those red pill fucking losers who's like, oh, men are all babies, and girls are all too masculine, and girls are bad. Girls are bad. All girls are bad. It's like, yeah, this dude definitely got broken up with when he was in high school, and some girl broke his heart, and now he still ain't over it. But he's holding this grudge against a random woman that no one's ever met before.
Dude. I live to argue with those people. Because those are the same people that talk shit to us, dude. I brought this up on the... Go ahead.
The big thing is, this dude goes, Christians believe this woman can truly be saved. The naivete of conservative Christians is driving more people toward atheism and Islam. The same naivete that is making our society crumble, accept everything and fall for anything, right? And there's a bunch of, like, fake conservatives, right?
Yeah.
Who are fake Christians who are the same people we talked about earlier. Like, oh, Jesus is a cool hippie dude, but doesn't really care about, like,
no,
what real Christianity is. They're literally out here. They're literally out here like, oh, God won't save that woman. I'm better than her. We're better than her. But let's be clear. Jesus. God saved Saul, who became right. Paul. Saul, literally, his job for years was to round up Christians and murder them in cold blood. That was his job. And then God used him to write a majority of the New Testament. So if God could save Saul, if God could save Paul, then he could save some girl who took pictures of her titties on the internet. And anybody who says that they can't or he won't is doubting the power of salvation.
Yeah.
And I saw, it's like, people are like, oh, well, you can't be a Christian by just saying that God is real and that you believe in Jesus. That's literally how it works.
I mean, dude, I remember, you ever seen the movie Fury with Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf, and
yeah.
Michael Piana, a bunch of people? Remember that scene where they were like, do you think God loves Hitler? And he's like, I'd like to think so. God loves everybody, but that doesn't mean that they're free from man's justice. And that's actually a good example. I was like, damn, that's a pretty fucking good example of Christianity, which is God loves everybody, even people that don't love him.
The thing is, people are acting like her sin of taking pictures of her titties on the internet is bigger or greater than anything you've ever done.
Right. That's where it's not. Like,
was it bad? Yes. Is it damaging to her and a bunch of young men? Yes. But is no worse or no more harm done. And yeah, it's just really dumb, these stupid idiots who fake Christians who don't know anything about the Bible, but like to fuse Christendom as a bludgeoning tool in order to hate gay people or whatever.
Oh yeah,
they don't actually care about Christianity or like Judeo-Christian values or anything like that. They just use it to espouse their fucking nonsense.
Yeah, There's a lot of them.
Pisses me off.
They are why people hate Christianity. They are why people have a bad view of Christianity. Again, operating on bad information.
Yeah, and and that's been my fight online all day. Should you get married? And then there's a bunch of these people like, no, you should never get married because marriage is scary. And men don't do things that are scary. Are you a moron?
Right. I was going to say, that's what a man's supposed to do.
Like, the measure of a man is not that he isn't scared. The measure of a man is what he does when he is afraid. And let's be clear, marriage is worth the risk.
Yes.
It is absolutely worth the risk. Sometimes marriage ends horribly, and it destroys people. But guess what? The other 60, 70% of the time, it's amazing.
Well, it all depends on the couple. It's very important that you get to know the person you're going to marry. It's something that's lacking today. I feel that marriage is a big step for sure. It shouldn't just be something you hop into. It's something that you got to really look at and think, okay, this in a way is a partnership, essentially. I mean, that's a broad way of looking at it. But realistically, it's a sacred thing between two people. It's an agreement. And this is a sad way of putting it, but it's an agreement of living and dying together, creating a life together. And that's a big responsibility. The problem is we don't lecture that enough. We don't tell people enough that, hey, marriage is worth it, but you got to take into account that there are factors, meaning you need to know who you're getting with, you need to know who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You need to know if this person is your ally or your enemy. And you got to know if this person is on the same page as you with certain things. Not to say that you can't be with someone who has a different view of the world than you do, because I do know people that are Republican, married to Democrats or whatever. Like, some people can make it work. I do find, though, that that can be troublesome. But yeah, again, it's just, we don't talk about the importance of marriage enough. And we don't really even discuss, like, you know, that there are ways around all that trouble. I feel like we only really ever talk about the bad shit. And that's why, that's another reason people aren't getting married, because all they hear is the bad stuff.
Right.
And that's kind of what's sad about it. It's like, you only hear the bad. And that's, again, back to what I was saying about Christianity. You only ever hear about the bad.
And the thing is, I'm sorry, people go and they pick up women at like bars and stuff. They pick up these women at strip clubs and bars and then marry them. And they're like, oh shit, this chick's a hoe.
It didn't work out. Yeah, like shocking. Yeah,
surprise. You go to the pigsty, you're going to get pigs.
Well, let me reiterate, man. I have nothing against people that do OnlyFans. And I have nothing against sex work, because I'm a weird Christian. I've said it numerous times on the show and I'll fucking say it again. Sex work is work. I'm a big believer that what you do is between you and God. That being said, do I feel there are issues with OnlyFans? Yes. I feel that if you're a person that does it, you have to take into account that if you by chance make it big off of this, you are going to be everywhere. Even if you don't make it big and you're advertising to your local community, people are going to see that. There's a story about a woman that she did OnlyFans and she became like popular because of it. Well, her son got the shit end of the stick because the school found it, which is funny. I'm like, who in the school is beating off on OnlyFans and found the mom? But they found it and they treated the kid like shit, which wasn't his fault. You can argue the mom is to blame for it, but again, it goes back to taking into account that there are things like that you're going to have to face. And like I said before, it's gross the way I mentioned it, but everybody's bodies have mileage on them. They build up over time. And if you're a woman doing OnlyFans, when you're pushing 30, you got to start thinking about your future. And, you know, that's, again, that's on the individual. I have nothing against people that do OnlyFans, but I'm more than willing to be aware of the potential damages of it. It's just like pornography. And I've said this before. I remember we did an episode, actually, our first year doing this. It was called Fake Hub. That's what I named it. And we were talking about the appeal of pornography and like kind of the damages it can have on you if you're not aware. And I feel like that's what OnlyFans is. I even said it on there. I was like, you know, OnlyFans is a good business model because if you're a chick who, let's say you're like 22, 23, and you decide you're going to get into that, it's really smart to post that on your personal shit because you're going to run into creeps that wanted to see you naked in high school. Now they can pay to see that. No strings attached. That's a good business model. That's highly seductive. But again, it's just like alcohol. It's just like marijuana. It's just like smoking. It can be addictive if you have an addictive personality. And if you don't know how to handle it, it can destroy you and your marriage. But let's not gloss over the fact that it's cool to see when people find God, especially in this woman's situation who we're talking about. Being an OnlyFans model, finding God, and realizing that there's more to life than that. Because I'm not going to be the person to sit here and say she was shitting her life away doing OnlyFans. However, she was going down a dark road. Because it sounded like she didn't really know how to maneuver those avenues. And let's be honest, when you're a young woman, you're probably not going to know how to maneuver those avenues. That's the sad truth to it. But it's cool that she found God. I mean, dude, I don't want to force religion on people, but it is so cool to see them like wake up and accept God as their savior and accept Jesus into their heart. Like, that's the coolest thing ever. But again, OnlyFans is just like everything else. You have to take into account that there's problems that come with it. I think the biggest problem we're seeing right now, dude, is we're seeing people that make that a profession and little girls are looking up to that. There has been cases of little girls saying, I want to do OnlyFans like my mom or like this one famous model that did OnlyFans. Did you pull a cringe muscle?
Right. No, it drives me nuts because you won't say it, but I'll say it. Those women doing that are throwing their life away. They're destroying their life. They're going to have no future. I'm sorry. It's true. They're going to have no future. Could you imagine if your mom, just readily available on the internet when you were in high, go back to middle school, right? Maybe about middle school, and your mom's pictures of your mom's tits are all over the internet, right? How would you have been as a high school, what would happen the first time you went to middle school? What's the first thing you would do? Someone walked up, hey, look at this cool video, and it's your mom getting railed from behind?
I'm not going to lie.
Could you imagine how horrible that would be?
That's probably the only time in my life where I stand in the middle of school and be like, dude, I should probably shoot up this entire school. Like, that's the only time I think that that's appropriate as a response, because you got to remember, you're getting bullied if you're that kid and you're getting harassed because like, bro, your mom can get it. And you're just sitting there like, man, my mom's a hoe. Like,
yes, and you can't defend it.
I know. It's hard, though, man, because I see where you're coming from, because I do agree with you to a certain degree. Like, here's a famous example. Charlie Sheen's daughter. You remember that crazy chick he married? They got a divorce. It didn't last long. Was it Carmen Electra? No, it wasn't Carmen Electra. It was someone else. They had a kid, and she's doing OnlyFans now, and the mom is fully supportive of it. I actually seen something where supposedly the mom was like, I might collab with her. And that to me was like, that is insane that that's even like a topic. Well, dude, it was just weird. I was like, okay, I can kind of understand where people are like, dude, how would you feel if it was your mom or your daughter? Like, I try to put myself in those shoes because I'm a man like every other man. I look at porn. But when I was younger, I looked at different stuff. I'm a dad now, so I do have a hard time looking at porn, dude. It's really hard. It's like, because I know that all that shit is fake, but I also know that those girls that are actresses were somebody's daughters at one point or still are. So the ultimate question is, what do you do when you find out your princess is just been turned into a human centipede? Like,
you as a dad have to legitimately sit down and go, how did I fuck up this bed?
Right. Like, it's hard if you're that dad. But
dude, there's a video online of a lady tells her dad, like, hey, I'm gonna start an OnlyFans, and you can see his heart
the look of horror in his face.
Break.
He was like that fucking Marlon Brando dude from Apocalypse Now after he's been murdered by Martin Sheen. He's just like, the horror. Like, that's how that is, dude. Dad, guess what? I'm going to do OnlyFans. And you're just like, the horror. Like, you can see it coming. This is a little off topic, but remember we were talking about Shane Gillis a while back and how he had a show on YouTube and all that? He did one. It was called OnlyFans Dad. And it's funny as fuck, dude. This girl has, like, her boyfriend over. I think we played some of it on the show, and, like, I remember they bust in on his operation, and he's in the room, and he's got a machine that his fucking dick is in, and it's basically just making him jizz, and he's just getting donations from people on OnlyFans. And they're like, how much money are you making? And he's like, right now, like, $15,000? And they're like, oh, shit, we fully support this new job of yours. And he's sitting there like, oh, yeah, and who are you? And he's like, oh, I'm dating your daughter. And he's like, yeah, you don't think I don't see what you're trying to do to my daughter? Oh, this machine is fucking... It made me laugh, but yeah. Here we go. Daughter discusses OnlyFans with dad. What?
Hey, I want to talk to you about something. I want to tell you something. Promise you won't get mad. And I was like, just stop right there. First of all, never going to make a promise like that. Because I might get mad. And second of all, let's just have the conversation on the show. And you were like, not so sure you want
to
do that.
I think it'll be helpful for other people to listen to, because I know the difference in our relationship versus the mass majority, how, like, and the reaction most people would get, I feel like, and it can create toxicity. And I feel like you're gonna have your own opinions, and that's what I'm also here to listen to, is also hear you out and hear your opinions. But I feel like you're gonna have a healthier
reaction
than most parents might, and it could be helpful
for
other people to listen to, including parents.
Moving out of state.
I found out.
Good. Get to your offensive statement.
It's not offensive.
Right here.
So
you watch this.
I've kind of joked
break.
About it before starting an OnlyFans.
Let's see him break. Him absolutely.
It's also not what you
this
think.
This is him
either.
Legitimately.
I would be taking his a more model now. Route.
Yeah, that's his dog. Dude. That's
in
look
that
how
way.
Red
but I also do
is.
Feel like we obviously have a little
so
bit of
angry.
A presence together. So I want to get your opinions and thoughts. And I also want to tell you, but I also feel like I have assets that I could capitalize on. And
yeah,
assets.
Don't call them assets.
You taught me to be a businesswoman. And I have my boundaries as well.
Yeah.
Well, just in case we get hit with copyright issue on YouTube, we don't own the rights to that clip. It's not ours. However, pretty intense. That's borderline what my reaction would have been. It probably would have been worse than that. I would have been tearing my kid apart.
He's more calm than I'd have been.
Yeah, dude, I'd have lost my shit. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
No, you're not doing that. You're not doing that.
Well, that's when you get labeled a hypocrite if you're on the side of the fence where I'm like, well, it's work. Because, again, with pornography, same thing. I'm like, it's work, but I don't want my kids fucking doing it.
It's work, and so is working in a nuclear reactor. I don't want my daughter to go work in a fucking nuclear reactor.
Oh, no.
Also, your daughter is posting pictures of her spread ass cheeks on the internet. There is a 0% chance you're not going to see that at some point.
Then if
you didn't kill yourself already, you'd jump out a window.
Well, I started thinking about weird shit that I don't think most people think about, but it's stuff that, like, it prepares you for the future. Like, all I can think is, let's just say that was my case, right? And that's my daughter, my oldest. I already know, dude, that there's people in my life that I have a hunch about that I can't trust. And I have a feeling those are the people that would wait till she is of age to do that and would pay to see it. I'm not going to name names, but I've come across some people in my life that make me super uncomfortable. He already knows who the fuck I'm talking about. But there are some people that, and that's one person, dude. I've come across others that I worked with, or I had a beer with them or whatever, and they were in my home. And I just think about it in retrospect. I'm like, dude, I will never allow that person around my kid again because I had an uncomfortable hunch. What happens in the future when she goes into that business and I have to worry about that person, like, basically donating sperm to every single picture, like, I'd probably lose my shit.
Yeah, bro.
I'm cool with it until my daughter does it. There we go. I'm a hypocrite.
And the thing is, if you want to go out, and this is the thing, I don't believe it should be illegal. Neither of us are arguing that this should be illegal.
Right.
If you want to go and you want to take illicit pictures of yourself and spread them all over the internet so that your children, so that A, you have a hard time finding a husband. When you finally do, he's like a weirdo. Because that's what one thing, Riley Reid used to be a big porn star.
Yeah.
And now she talks about how she can't find like love because.
Yeah, she was objectified. So now she's screwed.
The men that are worth marrying don't want to marry her because she's a fucking porn star.
Oh, and yeah.
She's been ran through like the finish line in a marathon. And secondly, the guys that do want her slide. Fetishize her. They want to be with her not because of who she is, but because she's like, oh my God, I jacked off this chick every Tuesday at 3 p.m. in her cheerleader costume or whatever. And so now I get to actually have sex with her. That's awesome.
Which is sad for her, but I mean, here's the thing. I don't want to say, like, told you so either, because she probably got into that as a young girl and no one really was there to tell her. And if they did, they didn't do good enough. Now she has to deal with the repercussions of it. Like, let me ask you this. How do you feel about an older woman that does it, though? Woman in her 40s, 50s.
You're still a trade-off. You're still cashing in something now for a giant negative factor later.
I think if you're
right now, if you, Tony, if your mom started taking pictures of her boobs on the internet, you'd still be like, oh my God, my mom's a whore.
I'd be a little more concerned because my mom does good for herself. She's a hairstylist. So I'd be worried. I'd be like, wait, are bills, like, are times tough or what are you doing? Because you're a fucking hairstylist. You make bank doing what you do independently. How the fuck are you on OnlyFans?
Yeah,
like, that's, do you guys need vacation money?
But that's the thing, like, that still, people are going to fuck with you and show you pictures of your naked mom. That's what's going to happen. And I cannot physically imagine something I'd rather not see in my entire life.
Yeah, that's true. Because, yeah, even
and now. And I think even worse, in her 60s, could you imagine naked grandma?
That's a thing. I hate to break it to you. That's a thing.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's meemaw is getting fucking spit roasted. And that's unfortunate.
So she's being presented like a rotisserie chicken.
That's unfortunate for meemaw.
Grandma, what the fuck? Did he spit on it? Like, I don't know what I would do. Like, 'cause I admit I'm a hypocrite where I'm like, dude, as long as it's not anyone I know, then I'm cool with it. But the second it becomes someone I know, it's like, ah, well, shit. I mean, I guess it really depends, dude, because I heard this interesting story from a friend of mine, right? And he told me straight up, he was like, dude, I purchased some stuff on OnlyFans because the women I was finding were on Instagram. They were models, and they were only charging like between $5 and $10. Whereas, like, the higher ups are like 20 and 30 or whatever. So he was like, I paid for like a $5 subscription, and it was a girl that we went to high school with. And he told me the name of the person, and I was like, yeah, I remember her. It's been a while, but okay. You know, like, he had a crush on her then. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense. But here led the problem. So he pays for that subscription, and he sees videos of her. And then he reaches out to her personally to let her know who he is. And this poor girl is just like in shock, like, shit. But she, I guess, was like, she knew that was coming. And so her way of dealing with it was, hey, I'm glad you're a fan. It's that simple, because you bought my shit. That's all it is. There's nothing here for us to discuss. You know, like, that's how that was. And he got all disappointed. I was like, well, what the fuck did you expect, dude? That's her job. Like, that's what she's trying to do. Like, she doesn't like you. But again. I mean, I will say the funniest thing I've ever heard, and I might have told this story on the podcast. I'm not 100% sure, so correct me if I sound like I'm repeating myself. I heard a story that, like, about a year ago, maybe I'm wrong on the timing, but there was this OnlyFans model that was struggling, and she made a killing off of these dudes. One guy in particular, dude, he sent her up to, like, $24,000 within the course of, like, a year. And then she had a package where you can meet her and shit like that. And he was like, absolutely. Like, I fapped you every day. Why not? And so he fucking pays all this money to go meet her in person. He goes to meet her and he has a block schedule time, which means he's only allowed to see her for a few minutes, which he thought was weird. He was like, what is this, a convention? But she had reiterated, like, you have me for a few minutes. Let's talk. You know, you're a big fan, obviously. And I love you as a customer, blah, blah, blah. And she was genuinely, like, cool with him, and he had a great time talking to her. But then she goes to shake his hand, and she leaves, and he sees her get into a car with another man, a nice-looking car. And he was, like, kind of flabbergasted. And then I guess, like, he found out days later that day he met her, she was getting married. She had a big fucking wedding and all this stuff, and he was all heartbroken, but everyone was like, what'd you expect, dude? She used all that money you were giving her to pay for her marriage. Like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? So, I feel bad for all casualties involved, but at the same time, I support it until it involves me. Like, when it's my daughter or my... Nah, I'm not touching that one. But it doesn't matter who it is. If it's someone in my family that I know, I don't think I would... I don't think I would react to it very fairly. Yeah, I'll be honest.
The thing is, like, my sister was in Kunmi and goes, Austin, I'm on OnlyFans. I'm like, dude, you can't begin your ham wallet stuffed on the internet.
Ham wallet?
Close it down.
I'll never forget, I want to be a good mother. Sister, you need to be a good person first. That conversation will never... leave my fucking head. But no, that's how I am with it. I'm like, bro, when I find out my kids, or even like, dude, I know how stupid it's going to sound, but even if I found out that one of my brothers was just spreading his nuts, I'd be a little concerned. I'm like, yo, have you thought, like, this through? Dude,
what are you doing?
Right. Have you thought this shit through? Like, what's going to happen to you when you try to apply for that big job you want at that publication?
Yeah, and they're going to Google. And when that fucking dude, it fucking Googles you and your fucking squeeze boxes on the internet. Squirts does.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it could be different if you were the type of chick like the one that we were discussing who made $9 million. If you can walk away with $9 million, then you're
no
set.
No one does that.
I know. That's
like
the thing, dude.
1% of 1%. And the thing is, her life is still fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Even these people are making millions of dollars. They're not going to be able to find a husband. And that they do, that husband's fucking weird. And their children are going to have sad, sad lives.
Hold on. You telling me you wouldn't marry a porn star?
Hell no.
I mean, if I knew her heart was in the right place, maybe. But I'm a married man, so I really can't answer that. But
No.
I don't know, man. That'd be kind of weird, though. That's like marrying into a Kardashian family and then, like, you get destroyed and then nobody feels bad for you because they tried to warn you in the first place. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I have a love-hate relationship with it because I am a consumer of adult media. I'm not afraid to admit it. I think every man does it and just doesn't want to say it. I think every woman probably does and doesn't want to say it. We all have some sort of dirty laundry that we hide in hopes that the man in black won't find. But that being said, again, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's not just like candy we're talking about. We're talking about the potential of your life and what can be done with it. Yeah. I mean, again, it's just like alcohol and everything else. You need to know who you are as an individual before you consume that shit.
A lot of it is, it's a bunch of young women who don't think about what does this mean for me in 10, 15 years?
Yeah.
My children are trying to play on the playground, and my fucking dick mitten is all over in their face.
My dick mitten? I've never heard dick mitten before.
I mean, I just don't understand. I do understand. They got an idea of
dick mitten.
Do you know how easy? You know how fucking easy the life of an OnlyFans model is? You wake up in the morning, take a picture of your hoo-ha, and thousands of dollars comes in.
That shit pisses me off, dude. I'll post a video that gets no views.
Done. Work's done. You took a picture, and work's done. Congratulations. Have a fun rest of the day going to Starbucks and whatever. And I get it. A bunch of girls are looking at it, and they're like, yeah, I'm good. I'll take some pictures of my love canal and just be done with all of it. I get it. But if you think critically, just for a few moments, right? Having your mermaid purse all over the internet when you're 28 years old sucks.
You caught me at a bad time because the weed's kicking in, but he said fucking mermaid wallet. Sorry, I'm still laughing about ham wallet, dick mitten. Okay, anyway. But yeah, no, like, I get that because, yeah, dude, that's where I'm like, yeah, I'm a hypocrite because I'm all for it till it's someone I know personally. Or at least, like, you know, someone that I love dearly. Because, again, man, I think even if it was my sister, I'd be a little concerned. Like, what are you fucking doing? But, again, I think it really is all just on if you can manipulate the game. Because I do believe there are some women that have done it and they're now millionaires because of it. And they figured it out. And it's like you said, it's that 1%. But they figured out to use that money to invest rather than live a lavish lifestyle. Because if they invest, keep the income coming. They don't have to do OnlyFans.
These poor people forget, dude, that once it's on the internet, it's on the internet forever. You're not going to be able to escape it.
Yeah. You can request they take it down. That doesn't mean they're going to.
Well, you can request it. Doesn't mean somebody doesn't have to download on their phone. You never know. People can have whole folders of your clam jammer all in their phone.
Ow, that burnt. Your clam jammer. I'm gonna have to hashtag these words just to see if it, dude. Okay, tell me not though. Did you notice in that? So the link you sent me to Michael Knowles and that OnlyFans girl, did you notice they blocked out fans constantly? It was just,
yeah, because YouTube will hit you for it.
Oh, dude, we're going to get hit like no other. I mean, I don't know, dude, because I will say this. Our last episode we did, was the last one when we announced Alex's amazing news, or was it the one before it?
Well, I think it's the one before it.
Okay, well, for whatever reason, the last one, we got hit hard because there was religion involved. But the same thing with Alex's, like, we got struck hard, dude, because we were talking about religion. And that's just because it's not a trending topic and it can offend some people. I guess people are offended by fate. But when you include like big name brands like OnlyFans, or you're talking about something that's not yours, you get hit with copyright. Like, we have one episode that it got hit with copyright because we showed a TikTok video on it. And like, YouTube is anti-TikTok. Like, just like Instagram, dude, they push anything away that has anything to do with TikTok. So we had that video that had that clip, and dude, it took an average video view from us and took it all the way down to 2 views. To this day, it still only has 2 views. Yeah, dude, I can't. I've tried asking people to watch it, and they said they had, and still we're not seeing numbers on it. Like, they hid that motherfucker hard. It happened to us actually recently, too, because YouTube was fucking with me over something I posted, and I posted it numerous times. And so because of that, they must have penaltied me, because the first time I posted, no views, and I was getting pissed. I like knew right away, like, they're fucking censoring this video because it has sensitive content. Posted again, and I waited 2 hours. Neither video had a view. So, bro, I posted these bitches back to back after that. To this day, all zero views. But because of that, dude, I had to post future videos, and we got zero views on those for a whole week. And then they're just now getting views. So we got a penalty for that shit. It's stupid. That's just such a dumb thing. Like, OnlyFans is so fucking popular, dude. You would think that's not something that's like a red flag. But it has to be, in my opinion, probably their way of combating the parental issue, which is that there's too many kids that know what OnlyFans is.
There's a ton of kids on YouTube. YouTube's trying to stay advertiser friendly. You couldn't go on there and talk about Pornhub.
No.
And OnlyFans is just a giant porn site.
Yeah, it is. It was meant for something else, but somebody somewhere figured out this is the perfect way to make money.
Yeah, so. YouTube can't let you advertise pictures of your veggie patch.
Veggie patch.
Your veggie patch. That's all I got. That's the last one I got.
He's like, I got to find a whole list of fucked up names to use for private parts. And that's the episode. Dude, I've tried going a whole episode without cussing or like anything that could prevent us from getting a better reach. And I just can't do it. It's just not me. I'm too myself, you know, like I brought this up briefly in one of our previous episodes, but there was this motherfucker that commented on YouTube about how like he didn't like what we had to say. And I made a video where I was like, don't let your liberal professors and teachers fool you. You belong to your parents until you're 18, unless you get emancipated. And I knew that was going to be a hot topic. And let me just pull this fucking comment up real quick. It was the funniest shit I'd ever seen in my life, dude, because it was so ass backwards. I couldn't even begin to fathom how stupid it was. Hold on. What is this? There's a lot of dumbasses on YouTube that like to comment, but honestly, it is what it is. Where is this comment?
He's looking.
Okay, here it is. The username is @I'mnotfvded. I don't know what that is. They got an anime picture, so that tells you everything you need to know about the person commenting, probably Gen Zer. And they're like, that dude speaking in the beginning, who clearly hasn't ever been with a girl, let alone actually have kids, is a total idiot.
Oh, this one's so funny.
Don't take parenting advice from him. There's plenty of peer-reviewed papers on this stuff, and this guy is saying the opposite of all that. I couldn't help it, dude. I commented. I was just like, that's so funny considering I'm married and have 3 kids, you fucking idiot. Yeah. I was like, get fucked, moron. Keep reading your fucking papers. Fucking idiot.
It's so funny. It's like, dude, you just spent 30 seconds to try to figure this out before you talk a bunch of shit.
The funniest thing, dude, that we always get is that we live in a basement or a trailer, and I've been tempted to do a video where it's like, let me walk out of my upstairs room down to the downstairs area so you can see what trailer I live in.
Yeah, well, it's one of those, like, we should do a welcome to the trailer park.
Right, like address the people that love to talk shit, or at the very least show people like behind the scenes who we are. Because I've had people on that are guests. They're like, so tell us about you. Like, you know, I know you guys are like separate or something. And it's like, oh, yeah, it would be good to do like a about us episode or again, behind the scenes. Because we're starting to catch a lot of heat now. We're starting to get more people noticing us. And basically, we've been around for 4 years now. And I beg people all the time, please don't watch or listen to the first 2 years of it. So it's like they're really bad, dude. I've been re-listening to a lot of them, and I'm like, man, I don't feel like we've done much differently, but they sound terrible in comparison. They're really bad.
Yeah, the big thing is, like, someone told me, like, I'll just go take them all down. But no, we want people to see, like, hey, you're going to grow.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want people to see the growth. And there was actually, I did an episode, you had to leave because of connection issues and something else. It was with Drew, the musician, and he had said that, I noticed with your guys' work, you guys get better and better every episode. You guys grow. Alex, our boy Alex, said the same thing. He was like, dude, I looked at a lot of your older episodes and compared them to now, and like, you can tell where you guys just grew and got better and better. And that's why I've left those up, because I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's entertain it. Let people see it, that we really were just two dudes that had no idea how to do this stuff, and we just kind of went with it. Like, fuck it. Here's the app. We got an iPhone. We have a recording studio, Austin's trailer. Well, it was actually hell, Austin's still, truck.
It was Austin's hell, truck. We still don't fucking know what we're doing.
I'm barely learning shit, dude. I'm learning more and more. Like, I got to tell you, this Blue Yeti microphone saved my life. It made our show sound way better when we both got it.
That yeah, the blue snowball is, we can't, I doubt, like, I can't endorse it enough.
Oh, I tell people all the time, like, bro, if you're a beginner and you're on a budget, the Blue Yeti microphone, or not, yeah, it's a Yeti ear, whatever the fuck it's called. That is one of the best generic brands to go with. And another one is like anything from, I don't know if I'm saying their name wrong, the Logitech or whatever that fucking company is that's known for making generic stuff. They're actually a pretty good generic brand because they give you better results. That's kind of what we're doing, man. I'm like, dude, I learned this stuff slowly over time. Because when I first started this shit, yeah, dude, we didn't do video. And when we did video, we didn't actually upload it because that was our only way of communicating with each other. And they looked terrible. Kind of like how this one's looking right now with the connection issues and my laptop being a piece of shit. But yeah, we've grown so much, man. I mean, we still have our inconsistencies where we jump all over for our episodes. But that's what's made us who we are, is that we haven't adopted any other form of podcasting. We just do what we do. And that's kind of why I love doing these, man, especially these episodes where we talk about serious things like OnlyFans and religion. As much as people don't want to hear about it, it's important to talk about. I love having these conversations, dude, because these are things that, like, you really don't want to investigate because they make you answer questions about yourself that you sometimes are not satisfied with the answers.
Right.
That's why I like it. It's thought-provoking, but unfortunately, we have hit the end of the road. Technically, we do have some time left, but one thing that hasn't changed about me and Austin is that we are still working men, which means we need your donations for this show. Just kidding. We're not going there yet, but we're getting there. I'm going to set up a people have been asking me, you know, where can I donate this and that? I'm like, we'll set something up. I don't want my personal shit out there, but we'll set up like a Cash App or something. And down the road, we'll do a Patreon. I still don't think we have enough of a crowd to warrant that. But as time goes on, we'll do a Patreon, because I started getting this idea of doing things like, man, we should do a Patreon where people can vote on things. And, you know, whichever episode ends up catching our attention or getting the most votes, the first person that voted, they're going to get freaking free movie tickets to whatever in their city. Like, I've seen shit like that. And I'm like, dude, I would love to do that. So we'll head there. But before we close, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. That is at The Great Girth Podcast, as well as YouTube. That's also at The Great Girth Podcast. Same for Rumble. You can also find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as Google Podcasts. The Great Girth website is still under construction. We're rebranding. We're working on that. So be patient with us, please. We're getting into Twitter slowly. I literally today just created one. So if you're on Twitter, I will find you and follow you. We'll go from there. We are on Threads. Again, not very active, because I've learned, dude, that that really is a cool kids hangout. You need to be part of the cool kids to get any attention over there. But we are on Threads. Again, that's at The Great Girth Podcast. I am Tony, one half of your favorite duo, with my homie Austin. And Austin, buddy, I had fun. As always, I will see you on the next one.
Adios.